Hello, mamas. I'm sure you've had the experience where you've been scrolling through your For You page, and almost like a Five Nights at Freddy's jump scare, boom, there's a live stream of like some random woman in Cambodia like singing while playing a ukulele, or there's a man like swimming in a pool of like mud and poop, or someone like screaming and like punching the wall 14 times in a row every time they get like a gift. TikTok Lives are this weird little corner of the app that no one has really talked about until recently. And it's always been there. I feel like it's always been in the back of our minds. Like, what the fuck is TikTok like showing me right now? And why aren't we talking about, like, I've seen some of the most horrific things, the most like genuinely mentally scarring things on that have just been like given to me on TikTok Live. And I just like move along. But there has been pretty much like one person who has made us all wake up about how insane just the whole concept of TikTok Lives have been. And we have truly gotten to the end. Like, we've reached the finish line, the end of TikTok, because this person that I'm going to talk about today has like cracked the code and is making like $10,000 per TikTok live stream for acting like a robot. And I'll show you an example right after this quick break. So there's someone named Pinky Doll, and this is basically what their streams look like.
Take your emoji. Take your art gun. What is the noise again? Quack, 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 quack. Ice cream so good. Oh, thank you, baby. This is so cute. Ice cream so good. Bab, amazing.
So let's break down what that is. This is a TikToker named Pinky Doll. She does these live streams where people bombard her with gifts. Okay, like looking at the screen, there's so much to break down, especially for someone who doesn't frequently watch TikTok lives, aka me. The only time, like occasionally, I'll see a Terry Joe live stream because they're genuinely funny and I'll like sit and like watch it for 2 minutes. But there's so much going on. So to break it down, the main thing that you might be realizing is every time someone sends a gift, she does like almost like a fucking emote. Like there's an ice cream that people send. She like pretends to lick it and says, "Ice cream so good. Thank you." In like a robotic like cadence. And by the way, just in case you didn't know, every time someone sends a GIF on a TikTok live, they're paying real money for that. And in turn, the person on the TikTok live gets like, I think it's like 30% of what they paid. So say you spend $1 on that ice cream for the ice cream emoji to pop up, they'll get like 30 cents from that. So it's not like people are just doing these live streams because it's like fun to act like a robot. Like I actually genuinely think this is probably one of the most unpleasant things to do in out of all activities in the universe. But so I hope that like explains just right off the bat why this exists. Money, the root of all everything in this world. So next, there's so much to unpack. There's like a tournament. It says she's tournament number one. There's 3,000 people watching, or almost 4,000 people watching that. There's the chat, of course. You can subscribe, almost like a Twitch stream. We'll get into more about like how just overstimulating in general, and I'll get into more about like how insane TikTok lives are like later, but I need to really understand where we're at. We need to have like a brief history lesson on how TikTok lives got to this point. It didn't always used to be like this, okay? I used to go live on TikTok like literally every single day for like 3 hours-ish, I want to say, in like 2019. Okay, so Musical.ly obviously became TikTok, but when it was Musical.ly, it had like a live streaming function, and it had like a lot of like the stuff that you see now. Like, it was very just overstimulating, like maximalist friggin' app. And then when it became TikTok, they kind of nerfed it. They got rid of like a lot of the insane over the top features, and it pretty much was just like you go live, people can give you gifts, and there's a chat. Like, those were like the three elements. There was like nothing beyond that for the most part. And slowly they started adding things. But when I was going live every single day, Like, it was fun. It wasn't like this where it's like literally just robotic, like, thank you for gift, doing like little voice lines, like an NPC, like for hours on end. It was like, I like generally would do like fun things. I'd like do like little competitions. I had a lot of fun on the TikTok Live, but at the same time, back then it was the, like pretty much the only way you could make money on TikTok, and I like was broke back then, so I would like go live until I like had like 50 bucks and then I would like go get Taco Bell. Like, that's kind of the crux of why I was going live so much back then. Now I've like kind of had this 180 after not going live for so long, where I've been going live on YouTube like literally just for fun. And it's like, wow, like I miss this experience. And I had such a bad experience doing it before because it was literally just so I could put food on the table. So that was back then. And there's an important detail that I forgot to mention there. Back then, if someone sent you a gift on TikTok Live, you would get 50% of it, which still is like not a lot, but it's a lot more than it is now. So say someone gave you a magical flying unicorn and it costs $1, you would get 50 cents from that. The other 50 cents will go to TikTok and then also like the app store for like what they charge, like microtransactions. But now it's literally 30, which is a big reason why a lot of TikTokers just fully like stopped doing live streams, especially like the ones who were like doing it like primarily to like earn an income, because like TikTok is taking 70% of that. And then out of the 30% you get, you still have to pay taxes on. So, like, realistically, you're getting, like, 15% of that, which is so small. But, and since then, I have gone live on TikTok here and there, just, like, for funsies. Like, I'll be driving around in my car, having a hoot and a holler, and I'll just share it with the world. But since I stopped going live and being, like, so hyper-familiar with it, it has evolved into this monster, this monstrosity that I do not even recognize myself, someone who is the biggest TikToker in the world. So slowly they started like adding more features from like 2019 to now. Obviously, they added like new GIFs. They added like a duet feature where you could have other people, almost like a FaceTime, but it's broadcasted like a Zoom call basically. And it would be the TikTok Live. Then they added these like challenges where you try and see who on the Zoom call. I need to stop calling it Zoom call. What the fuck is this? Like 2020. Who in like the, I don't know what it's called. Who in the challenge can receive the most amount of gifts? And then like the winner gets like placed on like a leaderboard. Yeah, they added like leaderboards. It just expanded so rapidly to what it is now. What it is? Oh, we're not. So that's why when I look at this and I look at how much is like going on the screen here, I did not mean to zoom in. It's perplexing. It actually is insane. And so that's why we've gotten to a point where it's like the end of TikTok. Now, mind you, there are still like people who are genuinely just entertaining on the app. There's obviously like the shining star of TikTok Live is Terry Joe. No one is using the TikTok Live feature as good as she as they are, like they as in like the multiple characters that Terry Joe, I think, I can't remember. Oh, it's Psychonic is the person that is running it. But it's like every single TikTok Live I see is like either like a 70-year-old that accidentally like hit the go live button and then like boom has 4,000 viewers, or it's like something like this where it's like doing some insane thing for TikTok Live gifts. Like obviously this is just like on the low end, and on the high end like annoying, on the low end like you just swipe away. But there's like people who are like, every time someone sends a ice cream, I will punch a hole in the wall. Or like, every time someone sends a ice cream, I will like create a gas leak in my house and then ignite it if someone sends 500 of them. Like it's so bonkers. And even crazier is I've seen TikTok live streams of like people in like war-torn countries like begging on their knees with their like family, like begging for gifts. And beyond that, even more dystopian beyond that is I've seen people just like screen record like those lives and then like broadcast on TikTok these live streams of people like begging for gifts to put the money in their own pocket. Because I saw there was like a little moment where this was getting some attention, where there was, I believe it was like in Syria, there's this one family that was like doing these TikTok live streams asking for gifts. But then people were saying like, you can't even like cash the money out from your TikTok lives if you live in that country. So the people that were doing this were like literally using this footage of these people like begging for TikTok gifts and then taking the money from that for themselves, which is just like, dystopia levels out of control. Like the meter is broken. So it's a scary place on there. And I almost am like Pavloved into whenever I see a TikTok live, I immediately swipe away. Like I don't even want to like let my brain begin to process it because I know it's just so scary. And also like for the most part, they're like boring. Like it's not like people are putting on like a show on TikTok live. It's like they set their phone up. Like I've just never been like actually entertained by a TikTok live. The other person I'm thinking of that's like Terry Joe adjacent is probably like, oh, I can't remember her name, but she would do, like, those talent shows, and she was just so funny. Like, she'd, like, kind of start crying. Frick, I can't remember her name. If you, like, know who I'm talking about, please comment it. I want to say Tierra was her name. Maybe something like that. I love doing research for podcast episodes. So, now we have this. Now we have this. We have people who are literally just... almost like inhumanly acting on these lives, and they've been dubbed NPC lives because they're so like robotic, and they're reminiscent of like what you would see in a video game if you went up to like a non-playable character, an NPC, and just like started like poking it repeatedly. Like say you went up to like a GTA character on the street and just like bumped into it and it would say like the same voice lines over and over again. That's almost what it's like. But I think what the appeal is for this is like a real human being that you can like actually interact with. Like you can send like these gifts and they will say something. And that's sparked this whole trend of NPC streamers that we will get into right after this quick break. So I want to say, like, I am not dogging this person at all. I think, like, if you can harness TikTok to make a bag, go ahead. And this in itself isn't even, like, hurting anyone at all. Okay, there's a lot, like, more scummy things you can do on TikTok to make a buck or two than just, like, hovering like this and saying, wow, thank you. Thank you. Ice cream, so yummy. Like, it's, I see far too many people, like, demonizing this woman for doing that. And also, I just want to say, like, she's not the only one. There's a bunch of other examples, but right now she's, like, the most prominent. Like, friggin' Cardi B, like, just reposted her. She's, like, gaining a lot of popularity, and it's, like, being picked up by the news, all that. But this is, like, a growing kind of, like, trend that you're seeing on TikTok. To like really like, because it, I'm not gonna say and be like, that's awesome, this is so awesome, we should all start doing that. I'm not gonna say it isn't like a little weird and a little like maybe annoying. And I was trying to like really just do some soul searching on like what about that like annoys me so much. I think for me, it's like it feels like a brain attack, like a chemical warfare attack, because you are, it's like constant stimulation, which TikTok is already known for, but it's like so like unashamed, like attention grabbing brain manipulation, because every aspect of it is like curated to make you like not swipe away and entice you to like buy gifts. So like on the one hand, she's holding the hair straightener with the popcorn kernels in it. I don't know if you saw that, but she holds a hair straightener with the popcorn kernel in it until it pops. So you've got that. It's almost similar to like putting like a Minecraft parkour footage or like Subway Surfer clips on a video for like retention. So you've got that. You have the obvious of just like, I just heard the biggest shit just get taken through the pipes 1 inch from my head. I don't know if y'all heard that. you have the like robotic kind of movements, which are just like, it's freaky to see like a human act like an NPC. That's like another thing that's giving me like uncanny valley. There's just like in general, TikTok and TikTok GIFs are like so weird and like so strange. Like it's, I always feel like so uncomfortable like doing a live on anything, and there's like those kind of things, because it's like people are paying real money for like an emoji, which you get some of it, but like it's like, why did you spend that money on an emoji? Like, I think sometimes people like generally just want to like support the TikToker by like sending a gift, but nowadays that like really doesn't support them all that much, unless you're like getting so many gifts, like this person, this Pinky Doll, who is making like literally sometimes $10,000 per live stream. So a lot of the time it's like do they send the gifts to have their like name on the screen as for like a parasocial kind of like validation? Like, I don't know, it's just, it's so strange, like every aspect of it. And also, if you want to like really dig into it further, there's funny clips online of this Pinky Doll like breaking character and like screaming at her child, or like counting to 10 because they like misbehaved in like a French accent, because she's from Montreal, so she has like a very thick like Quebecois accent, which I think also maybe adds to like some people's disdain for her. I don't know. I think there's so many different things to like pick apart about psychologically why there's such an uproar against this, but at the same time, there's like, you literally like cannot dog these people for doing it, because it's working, and like they're making like get the bag, I guess. But that inspired me. Okay, so this is like Wednesday when you're seeing this. This inspired me to try it out myself. Okay, so probably this Thursday or maybe Friday, we'll see. On my YouTube channel, I'm gonna be posting a YouTube video where I try and become a TikTok live NPC myself. I don't know how it's gonna go, and I probably will lose patience, but keep a lookout for that, because it's gonna be crazy. I do want to like dive in more into like the history and just like cultural impact of like TikTok live streaming, because it's really blowing up now in North America and like kind of English speaking countries, but it's been a thing for a very long time, like especially in China. I'm sure you've seen like clips of like Chinese like Douyin streamers who will do these live streams where it's like literally just to like sell products. Like they'll be like literally, like I've seen live streams where they're assembling like toothbrushes and stuff, or like nifty little plastic goods that like wash your socks in like a fast way, or like a hairbrush that also like curls your hair, and like that, like just weird random products that like no one actually needs, but it's like makes for a good viral TikTok. There'll be live streams like people in the factories like making these, and that is like a huge thing overseas that we don't like really see here yet, but it's starting to like come to the mainstream. That's like there's this whole kind of like thing that I think like TikTok was pushing. It was like live shopping, and they were really trying to get people to just like sell products. I literally had, oh my god, this was so crazy. I had like one of my first like TikTok friends from like 2019. She, I won't like name drop her, but she had like huge videos and was like literally, me and my friends always say this, but she could have been like the Charlie D'Amelio if she like just kept with TikTok. There was like reasons why she stopped, but I remember seeing her years later, like I think it was last year maybe, and she was in this like, I saw she was live on TikTok, and I was like, oh, I haven't heard from her in a while, let's see like what she's up to. And she was in this strange like facility that looked like an office, if like an AI program could like decorate an office. And she was doing these live streams where she was like selling these random products, like fucking like toilet paper and like phone chargers and stuff, almost like robotically, almost like similar to this. And she was like, and it would like notify her whenever someone like bought a product. And so she'd be like, thank you so much for buying the charger. And then she'd be like, like just showcasing all these like random products. And I was like, what is going on? Like, it was mind blowing. And I'm seeing it like come to life now. Obviously, like this, as Pinky Doll is like not selling any products, but it's like, I think there's some like weird gratification that people get. Like, to put like yourself in the mind of people that are like spending money on these TikTok live gifts, I think like people just like being able to activate something on someone with money. I think that's like, I'm really grasping at straws, trying to like psychoanalyze why people like do this. Because if I think of like the most dumbest things to spend money on, it's got to be TikTok live gifts. It had like next to maybe like buying. No, like that's it. Like it's TikTok live gifts. Like that's the dumbest possible. That's the dumbest possible thing to spend money on. So I see it only getting worse. I see us only spiraling more downward into absolute TikTok live insanity is like a common thing. And I'm really like shitting like primarily on TikTok lives, but this exists in other places too. I've seen like whole influencers get like poached by Amazon to like do these Amazon live shopping streams. That's like all they do. Like, I know people that were like making like legitimately funny, like creative content and like things that they were putting out online that were so awesome. And then Amazon would be like, hey, we'll give you this money to go live on Amazon and promote products all day. And I remember clicking in on one of them, and it was like almost in a similar robotic cadence, just being like, hey, we have a new Flash Prime deal for this retro Y2K CD player. If you buy this, I will say thank you. It's so weird. It's something that I don't think I'll like understand in this lifetime. But I was reading this article that was covering this whole Pinky Doll thing, and they were saying like it kind of like confirmed my beliefs. It was like, yeah, like the crux of it is people just want to be able to control other people by like spending money on like little gifts. And this is something like you would see, not to get like too graphic or anything, but like in like camming of the sexual kind, like there you could like, I guess, send gifts, and then there would be like rewards for people sending gifts, and they would like do things like, so, you know, like that's kind of like where it came from. So I think it's like so strange a little bit that it now exists in this form. That's like not like sexual at all. Like that's not like, I don't think there's like anything. Obviously, if you did anything like that was like crazy, it would get like taken down from TikTok and like your live would get ended. But it does feel like a distant cousin of that, of like paying money to like have people that you don't know, that you have like a parasocial relationship with, like say your name or like do something because you sent like $5. It's so weird. And it gives me the icky. And it's like, it's so genius because like that, like when I say we've reached the end of TikTok live streams, I mean it in that like what more can you do beyond that to A, like keep an audience on your live stream, and B, like make money from it? Because you are like scratching every part of the brain that wants like to be hooked onto media. Like you have the popcorn popping, so that like you're waiting for that. You have like constant like if you watch these live streams, she doesn't stop like talking like at all for like the hours that she goes live. And I think sometimes she goes live for like 6 hours or something. So like there's like no break in it. There's like no time to get bored. So if like you're really into it and you're like really like you're like sending gifts, you're super engaged, like you're gonna watch that whole thing probably, which is so bonkers. And it's like we're like now at a point where we're like creating content in media that is just so overstimulating that like can you even compete with that? Like We're so far. We have strayed so far from the path of like just wanting to like read a book. To, like, now we have people that will like stare you in the eye for 6 hours while like bobbing their head and saying like, "Thank you, ice cream, so yummy, so yummy, gang, 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 gang." Like, it's. So that's why I'm very interested to see how it goes when I try it out myself. And I'm probably going to, like, permanently alter my brain for the worst. But I don't know. Let me know if you've, like, seen these and what your thoughts are on these live streams. Or just TikTok live streams in general. Because it's bothering me. And with that being said, let's read this week's drama. This week's drama comes from Emily Goines. If you want to submit your drama, comment it down below in the YouTube video version of this podcast. Just a sentence on what's going on, what you need advice on, who is bothering you, and I will give my 2 cents. And this week's comes from Emily Goines, as I said already, and they say, this was a while back, but I'm still mad about it. This girl in my class tried to poison me for a role in a play I was in and lied to everyone and played victim, and I want to get back at her, but I don't know what to do. Poisoned you? Poisoned. So call the police. Yeah, I would say call the police. That would be a good way to get back at her if you can get, like, proof. Definitely do that. I don't know what kind of poison, but that's crazy. That is actually, I don't know ever if I've ever heard of someone actually, like, poisoning someone in real life outside of, like, the Russians or the North Koreans. You are dealing with an actual, like, warlord. Jesus Christ, I'm glad you're okay. Get her in front of the eyes of the law and the FBI or something. Jesus Christ. Thank you for sharing your drama. And with that all being said, hope you enjoyed this. I'll see you next freaking Wednesday. Yes, I will. Please rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen. Subscribe to the channel version of this. We're so close to 300K, which is insane. And I'll see you later. Love you.